We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet!
All right, welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for being with us on this episode, and for a lot of you, on every single episode. If you haven't yet, make sure to hit subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're a TikTok user, you know exactly who the Voros twins are. They have absolutely blown up on there. And as we record this episode, they just hit 1.3 million followers, which makes them the most followed active wrestlers on all of TikTok. Yeah, they're behind The Rock, Lana, and Ryback, but since The Rock, Lana, and Ryback are not actively wrestling, yeah, that means the Voros twins are the most followed of any active wrestler. That's impressive. You can find them on all social media, including TikTok. They're just at Voros twins, V-O-R-O-S twins. Speaking of TikTok, I'm on there as well. I recently joined Chris.VanVliet on there, and then just at Chris Van Vliet on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all the other ones. Thank you to our fan of the week, Mark Out Matt, who says, I love this podcast. This is by far the most positive podcast I listen to, and I always walk away with a fresh perspective. You're awesome, Chris. Well, you are awesome, Mark Out Matt. And thank you so much for leaving that review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on your iPhone right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please take a second to leave a review and I will read one out on every single episode as our fan of the week. I know that the Voros twins listen to the show. I was just thinking, have they left a review yet? Because if not, I think we got to make that happen. You know, I like to think that I have a lot of energy, but man, these guys blow me out of the water. Here we go. Please welcome Chris and Patrick, the Voros twins. Okay, how am I supposed to be able to tell the difference between you guys?
Yo, we're the Voros twins. Sorry, we always have to say that whenever we start an interview.
Yeah, so. All our YouTube videos start like that, so we gotta get that out of the way.
And so people don't forget that you are, in fact, the Voros twins.
Wait, so also, so we don't forget, so we just gotta figure that out.
All right, I've got a 50-50 chance here of getting Chris and Patrick correct, so
here we go.
On my left... So my left.
Is that this guy? Yes.
That is Chris.
You got it!
Oh my gosh!
Isn't Chris such a cool name?
It's the best name.
It's the best. It's, the best. It's not like Patrick.
Wow, we don't have... named after a SpongeBob character?
got him so good. We don't have middle names, so it's not... It's just Chris Voros, Patrick Voros. We don't have like a van in our name like you, but...
How is the average person supposed to tell the difference between you guys?
I think it's just like gambling. You just kind of like guess and stuff. But but there's little things like Patrick would wear red. If I have red, that's Patrick. If there's blue somewhere, then that's Chris. So I guess that's the main one. But I think
anybody who follows you guys on TikTok, you guys are dressed alike most of the time.
Most of the time, similar. Yeah. Patrick's usually on this side of the screen for some reason, and Chris is there. It's just our better angles. I'm not sure.
Well, congratulations on what you guys are accomplishing right now, both in wrestling, but also in TikTok. And it's pretty crazy to think that you guys might be more famous as TikTokers than famous for your work in the ring.
No, 100%, yeah, like yeah. 1,000%, which is crazy.
Like, okay, so now we're at, we just hit actually 1.3 million on TikTok.
Which so is
just
cool.
To dive right into it, we are the most active followed wrestlers on TikTok. Ahead of us is The Rock, but he doesn't wrestle. There's Ryback, but he sometimes takes other people's videos
and posts it on his.
So he's that's cheating a little.
Ryback. And then Lana, and then I guess there's us.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you're right. The three that you just named ahead of you are not actively wrestling right now.
Uh-huh. And we just wrestled. We just did a Mike Bailey seminar. Shout out to him. Canadian wrestler, just like us.
Always good to talk to a fellow Canadian or fellow Canadians. So I appreciate this. You guys are based in Vancouver, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We didn't answer your question.
What was the first question?
As far as us getting recognized.
No, there was a question before that. Was it?
No,
was
it doesn't. This isn't about answering questions.
This isn't like a test, right? Yeah. We're not going to get scored at that.
Wait, was it who painted the Mona Lisa? I think he asked that.
Yeah. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa. Yeah.
That's
Da Vinci. Oh, there we go. Okay, that feels good. We still don't get tired of saying that. That's the thing.
Yeah. Hey, you've worked it into your matches now, which is great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's in our entrance theme intro and everything. So
and you have a finisher named after this.
Yeah. The Da Vinci code and everything. We're starting to... I don't know if you see our Instagram stories, but we always change words to, like, if we're jogging, we say da joggy, or when we're doing a friend flip, da flippy. And it's now all our Instagram comments, Instagram.com/MorrowsTwins. It's always like da something, da coffee and stuff like that. But it's a good meme. We're interested to see where it goes from, because we thought it's going to die down in like 3 days, but it's almost been a year and it's still going strong.
Okay, so let's back this up for people who maybe haven't seen it or don't have TikTok. You had this one video that absolutely blew up and went viral where you were answering these questions, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. It was in a compilation and it was like, who painted the Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa, yeah. We didn't even think that one was the funniest one. I mean, actually, maybe we did. When we filmed it, we were laughing so much, too.
But at the time, for those of you that didn't watch it, just search up Da Vinci, and then you'll just see our face with memes and everything.
So you were saying Da Vinci, but you were incorrectly pronouncing it.
We were correct.
You just said it wrong right now.
Oh, sorry. Da Vinci is the correct way. Leonardo Da Vinci.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, wherever he is. Where is he, by the way? What's he up to?
I don't know.
Yeah, good question. Yeah.
How
many followers did you have when you made that video? And then how many did it start to ramp up to?
Okay, so we had 100K. So we had a good base on TikTok.
Yeah, we had TikTok for 6 months posting every day. We jumped from 100K to 500K pretty quick. And then now we're at 1.3.
But also, like, we had a bunch of videos go viral. So that pushed us. Like, I don't know if you ever saw our dumbbell videos. But
yeah, you guys play tag with dumbbells.
Yeah, dumbbell tag, dumbbell basketball, dumbbell volleyball, dumbbell soccer. I think a lot of people just recognize us now from the dumbbell videos, not even the Da Vinci videos. So it's kind of like...
And for you guys listening, if you didn't download TikTok, it's such a fun app. Like you just got on... Shout out your TikTok for us.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. I am on TikTok. So I joined 2 years ago and then didn't really post anything. But if you're on TikTok, I'm a Chris.VanVleet, at Chris.VanVleet on there. And this is a black hole. When you get on TikTok, it's a black hole of endless amazing videos. Like, their algorithm is so good that it knows exactly what you want. It just keeps showing you more of it.
I liked one grizzly bear video. Then all I see now is grizzly bear videos when I scroll.
Do you know who like Dixie D'Amelio is and like Noah Beck and those TikTokers?
Yeah.
Like, you know the community, you know the people.
It's so funny. So I was having a conversation with my buddy the other day, and not to go off on too much of a tangent here, but we were like, who are the most people followed people on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter? And we started looking, right? And it was so interesting that Twitter was very much a sign of the times. Like, the top most followed people on Twitter are Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and like people like that. And then you go to TikTok, and other than Will Smith being in the top 10, your average person doesn't know those names. And it speaks to, like, this is this new upcoming generation of talent, and you guys are very much part of that. Uh-huh.
But it's like the top is like Addison Rae, Khaby Lame, Dixie D'Amelio, uh-huh. and Dixie D'Amelio follows us, so that's our biggest flex. But it's funny because we never messaged her because I'm like, what if she unfollows? So we're kind of like playing it cool. We'll wish her happy birthday when it's her birthday or something. Yeah.
But so that's with, with all the success you're having with TikTok, is wrestling still the main goal here?
Yes, 100%. It was basically like, it was so hard. Like when wrestling, we didn't have it. I know some places in like America opened up sooner than here in British Columbia, but there was like literally no wrestling here for like 5 months. It came back a little bit, then total shutdown for 8 months. So there was a big break with no wrestling. A lot of like wrestlers in the area just kind of stopped posting content and things like that disappeared. But we did the opposite. We just threw things at the wall and saw what
stuck.
You're able to make money from this now.
We have Cameo and Patreon and stuff like that. Sold some Davinci t-shirts and stuff.
You have some integrations. You're doing some brand partnerships on TikTok as well.
Yeah, we did a couple McDonald's
TikToks.
So the Big Mac is so delicious. Wow. Oh my goodness.
We're not sponsored by them anymore. You don't have to say that. Oh no, actually, I mean, it's fine.
Does the TikTok Creator Fund pay enough that you maybe wouldn't have to take indie wrestling appearances?
No, we're Canadian, so they don't even have a creator fund.
We're Canada, which is insane.
Yeah. So we don't make money for views on TikTok. Like we could have been making so much money.
Uh-huh. How much money do you think with 1.3 million followers, how much money do you think you could be making monthly?
I don't even want to. It'll make me sad if I look at it.
Are we talking 5,000, 10,000, 20,000?
I think we'd be way more. I think, but to be honest, TikTok has given us so much that if it just didn't really, there's nothing we could do. There's no creator.
I think the fact that we
didn't get paid for it kept us like just having fun with it and not putting too much stress on it. And it did give us cool opportunities. And we still like stuff that we wouldn't have got without TikTok. Like our wrestling year when we weren't wrestling was almost better. Then, like, are your career still going like this? Like we actually have a piece of paper.
This is going
to
be insane. You're going
to
like this. Okay?
So you always say vague goals get vague results, right? Yeah. So for the people watching the YouTube version, we have a goal list we write every year, Boros Twins. 2021 goals.
I love this.
It was so hard because there was no wrestling in January for us. So it was so hard to come up with goals.
Where does it say?
Oh, it says interview by Chris Jericho or Chris Van Vliet.
Interviewed by Chris Van Vliet. And we wrote it down.
I like that my name is somehow first on that list.
Yeah. Is that insane, though? We wrote it down and now here we are.
Oh, what else you got on there? Because you have a million TikTok followers. You crushed that.
Oh, that's on there. 100K on Instagram. We crushed that, too.
Got verified on IG and TikTok. That was big. But then some of them, like, bench two plates. We couldn't do that.
Bench two plates. I can bench two plates.
We could do a plate 40. Maybe we'll, stack on each other and we'll, both push it.
Yeah, if we lay on each other, maybe. What else is here?
If you wanted to bench two plates by December 31st, you could absolutely do that.
That's true. We'll just keep eating.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement.
That's true. But as fun as it is to read off these and, congratulations on all the ones you've accomplished. I think that there's a real lesson to be learned here for people. Like so many people, number one, do make extremely vague goals. They'll say I want to get more followers on TikTok. Well, you get one more follower. Congratulations. You've accomplished your terrible goal that you just set out. I think it's so important to not only set specific goals, but to actually write them down like you guys did. So,
and we do this every year. It's crazy how powerful it is. Like we write the randomest goals down. Even at one point, getting a car was a goal, but that's a long time ago.
That seemed so far away.
But also write it down in a spot where you could visually see it. I think that's super
important. Yeah, we put it on our door. So we'd always first thing in the morning, see the goals list,
even subconsciously, the fact that we should have wrote down go to space or something.
That can be on next year's goal list.
I guess 2022.
Think not only is it important to write it down, I always say put it out there. Let people know that this is what you're headed towards. Because if you're trying to, just making this up, let's say your specific goal is to lose 20 pounds and you're posting about pizza and chicken wings and donuts, people can kind of be like, hey, wait, Chris, Patrick, what's going on here? I thought you wanted to lose the weight. I think it's important to put that out there.
I 100% agree.
I 100% agree, as well as my twin brother.
Do you guys answer all the questions at the exact same time always?
I think so, pretty much. We're pretty like-minded. It's come to the point where the rare time I'm by myself, someone says, how are you doing? I say, we're doing good. And I'm just by myself. So it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You guys are like, you're inseparable.
Pretty much. Especially now, like, we don't like have jobs or anything. We're like always together all the time. At the gym. Oh, no, your headphones.
Oh, no, my headphones.
How are you going to hear me? Come on. Okay. Jeez. Oh, all right. There we go. So if we take this way back, what's your first memory of wrestling that you had?
First memory of wrestling was,
I think our older brother maybe got us into it.
Like, we'd watch with him a lot. But it was like 2003. So I remember seeing like Brock Lesnar Shooting Star.
Like that.
And like the highlight reel at the beginning of Monday Night Raw, because we didn't see Mania. Mm-hmm. So I remember having the WrestleMania 17 TLC match on VCR tape. We'd like watch that over at the My Way video.
I remember the John Cena Right Now music video in like 05. That was a good music video.
We had the John Cena, like, what's it called, CD. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah.
So when did you decide, like, okay, this is something that I want to like try to do for a living?
Okay, so we always liked
wrestling. So kind of like you, like, we did the backyard wrestling.
We did the backyard wrestling thing,
yeah,
which was cool. And our company was called NXW, which is one letter off from NXT. Yeah.
So we almost got it.
Revolutionary a little bit.
But then after high school, we didn't start at like 18 and stuff. But after high school, we didn't finish college just because it wasn't for us.
And we didn't like being in debt. It was scary. It was spooky.
But then a wrestling school opened up right by our house. And perfectly, we always wanted to be wrestlers. So it just kind of started from there.
Uh-huh.
And then, so you started training, and I guess you're automatically a tag team, right?
Yeah. No, it was like not even a question. I think we've had like under 20 singles matches each. So yeah, tag team.
And even then, like, one of us is managing the other. So
have you guys worked each other yet?
We were in a couple fatal four ways, fatal five ways.
But we just teamed up throughout the whole match. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not going to hit him. It's like hitting. It's not fair. That's part of the rules.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Have there ever been a time, obviously, it's tough being twins, right? And I say this because I'm an uncle to twins. My nephews, Colin and Clark, are twins. And I understand that when you grow up as twins, for better or for worse, you are looked at as a unit. Uh-huh. And I think that that's great sometimes, but also you are not Patrick and you are not Chris. You are always just the twins.
Uh-huh.
And in that, has there ever been a time when you went, all right, you know what? I don't want to look just like my brother. I want to dye my hair black or something.
Lucky for us, I think we're the exception. I think we like looking, I don't know. Like, we play Fortnite a lot, and it would be like so boring if we play solos. Like, duos is way funner. And just hanging out together, I think a lot of people are lonely or like bored. Like, I never felt loneliness. Like, how cool is that?
But you've got a built-in best friend right here.
Like, we're so lucky to
be
twins.
Super lucky. And we hope that in the future people could clone themselves because it's pretty fun.
Maybe we'll clone ourselves too, and there'll be like four Voros twins as well. And then we could be in like four-on-four tag team matches. That would be pretty sweet.
There's not a ton of twins in wrestling. So let's talk just in terms of siblings right now. Who are the best siblings in the history of wrestling?
For us, I guess it has to be Hardys. But a team we really look up to is the Usos because they're fraternal twins. They never wrestled each other as
For the most part, yeah, they bickered a little bit. But they've never broke paths of like, everyone's like, who's Shawn Michaels? Who's blah, blah, blah.
And then obviously Young Bucks and AEW, we look up to them a lot. But there's like all twins, like Tate twins, the Regal twins. Even Devon Dudley's sons are twins. So there's quite a bit of twin tag teams we still want to wrestle at some point. And it's so hard wrestling twins. We wrestled the Regal twins in Beyond Wrestling. I feel so bad for our opponents because I couldn't tell them apart. I was like, who's who?
I was like, why are you guys dressed the same? You're making it so difficult for us. And then we're like, oh, we do that as well.
That is a good point. Like if you're backstage, working out your match and you're like, all right, Chris is going to do this thing and then Patrick's going to do this. You're in the middle of the ring. You're dressed alike. You look alike. You have the same build. How do I know who's giving me the move?
They don't. A million times it's like, so when we do this thing, I'm like, I don't know that. That's the other guy. It's
No. When you were younger, did you ever use your twindom? That's not a word, but I'm going to make it a word. Did you ever use your twindom to trick people?
Trickery.
I don't think so.
Like, did you ever send a different twin to a class?
No, we definitely switched seats when it was like, what's that teacher?
I think we use our idea.
Like, sometimes we use each other's ID, which is like, we know each other's bank pins, which is cool. We kind of share money. We're kind of, is that a married couple?
But I don't think we don't really trick people because I think we'd be pretty embarrassed if they find out. So
like maybe, you know, one of you shows up on a second date with a girl that you didn't really like the first date.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll try it. Maybe we'll turn it into a TikTok or something.
Ah, this is good.
Yeah.
Where do you get the idea for all these TikToks?
Oh, it's tough. Like if you guys don't know, we've been making daily content on TikTok since March 2020.
I think one or daily. Two TikToks a day is the quota.
Once in a while we repost, but like pretty much always just original content.
Sometimes the ideas come like this, and then other days we're just like scrolling the 40 page. It's tough. But
I don't know.
We put no thought into it and a lot of thought into it at the same time. So
like coming up with the idea is the hard part. Once we have the idea, filming it's like,
and our advice is to anyone posting content, don't be too hard on yourselves because...
Whoa, so nice. Keep going. This is real.
Okay. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like, just throw things at the wall and you don't have to...
This is the second time you said throw things at the wall.
Well, we're throwing spaghetti at the wall, right?
Just don't be a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
Just...
We don't eat spaghetti. It's so perfect. That's a good food
to
throw.
I lost my train of thought.
How can you not eat spaghetti?
Did you have breakfast today?
Of course I did.
What did you have?
Oatmeal.
Oh, nice. That's with protein powder?
Yeah, it was with some almond milk, protein powder. Whoa. Yeah. What did
you guys
have?
So jacked. Oatmeal is a little dangerous for us because if we start eating oatmeal, it's an oatmeal phase. Then we eat
and we always call it bloatmeal because then we eat too much.
But we like it. We had it yesterday as well. What did we have today? Our breakfast is always Quest bar, egg whites, and
a banana.
Okay. Yeah. What a random question. You ask everybody what they had for breakfast?
It's the most important meal of the day. We don't ask everyone, but like a lot of people.
A lot of people.
We always say, did you drink enough water? What did you work out today?
I have water right here. I drink so much water. I had an interesting relationship with carbs for a long time. And I think that we were kind of told for a long time that protein was what you needed and carbs, you know, carbs were the enemy. And I kind of realized that in order to actually gain any sort of mass, you needed carbs. And as soon as I started carbing up, I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, now I'm putting on size.
Oh, same. I think we heard you talk about it on one of your interviews.
There was a time where we cut out carbs and we got way too skinny. And we're like, even orange juice, we're like, keep that away from
me. But now you cut out carbs, not only you get skinny, but you like, you just can't function the
same. You waste away. No, but yeah, we eat carbs usually before and after the gym. And sometimes at night if we really need it. But we just eat, just pick and choose when you eat it and stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about your WWE tryout.
Yeah. Cool.
When was that and how did it go?
Okay, so it was Toronto. Oh, it went? Not Toronto. What's the question? It was in
August.
August 2019. It was in Toronto.
SummerSlam, right?
The first ever and the only Canadian WWE tryout. We were super fortunate to be a part of the 42 people involved. I think it went really well for us.
Yeah, I think we crushed it. Yeah.
Personally, we felt like we did great. We trained for it. Like, literally, we were in the ring for a month. Every day, we feel like we have good basics for all the roles and stuff. The only thing we wish is there was only one ring there. I wanted to do the full-on cardio, like the 7 rings. So there was a little bit less cardio, which we feel like we could have done really well.
So definitely on our goals list, plug, it says we want to do the Florida tryouts because we were, I think, over-prepared cardio-wise. Mm-hmm. We couldn't really showcase that.
But leaving, they said, you guys have a good look. Just keep wrestling. Work on your social media. And we feel like we've
done both.
Yeah. And we're in better shape now. Like, we're in the best shape of our lives.
Human-shaped.
What do you mean human? And some people think we're aliens, which is weird. Yeah. Or like, I don't know.
I could see robots. It. You know, it's so interesting. You guys don't really have a Canadian accent.
Yeah.
What kind of accent is this?
It is a Hungarian/Canadian accent, I guess. I guess genetically, both of our parents are Hungarian. 100% generations. I'm sure the cavemen were speaking Hungarians when we were relaxed. I'm pumped. We had coffee. We're so caffeinated.
So you speak Hungarian as well?
Fluently.
So you speak two languages, English and Hungarian?
Yes. Yes.
And then Davinci.
And all the Davinci talk as well.
So, okay. So do you think you have a Canadian accent at all?
I think not at all. I don't know, name drop, but when we did extra work, we met Edge. And Edge was the only one that said, you guys have a Canadian accent. And then we're like, no, it's Hungarian. He's like, no, it's Canadian. Really? So Edge thinks we have a Canadian accent.
He's the only one. So,
what if you say the very specific Canadian words? You know, the ones I'm talking about.
Like a boot?
That's it. You nailed it.
I mean, maybe we'll start talking. Don't they say like, no, yeah, for sure or something? I'm not sure.
That, like American?
Oh, is that American? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Please and thank you and stuff.
Yeah, please and thank you. That's the Canadian accent.
Or sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry is a big Canadian
accent. Do you have a Canadian accent? I think you do.
I don't think I do anymore. Mm-hmm. I definitely did. In fact, I remember being in Vancouver. When I lived in Vancouver, I was hosting a show there called 969, which was on Razor, which ended up becoming MTV2 Canada, and also on City TV. And one of the producers is like, you have a really bad Canadian accent. And I'm like,
ouch. What?
I said, I'm from Toronto. I talk like how everybody talks in Canada. And they said, yeah, your Canadian accent's really bad. And I watch back the videos now and I hear it.
Really?
Wow. Well, when I moved to the US in 2010, and I decided when I moved to the US, I was going to like really work on it because I wasn't going to be able to get work in the US if I sounded Canadian. Mm-hmm. You guys have the great benefit of not sounding Canadian.
Yeah, we have this mix of a weird Canadian voice, weird Hungarian
voice. But I think our voice is weird too because we're twins and we just talk to each other and like copy each other's voice. So I think there's some of that because we don't sound like when we go to Hungary and we speak Hungarian, they don't know sometimes what we're saying. In English, sometimes they're like, these guys are immigrants. So it's lose.
Do people think that you're tourists?
Always.
All the time.
They sometimes... We don't really go to restaurants, but sometimes they show us like, this is the loony. And I'm like, no, I know what the loony is.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you look very like Swedish, probably Swedish. That's probably what people think you are.
Plus
right?
When we like walk, we love life, by the way. So we're like,
I love it.
So when we look around and we're downtown Vancouver, we're like taking pictures. They always think we're tourists or like, we just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Breathing air. Breathing air.
Plus, we stick out a lot. Like, we get recognized a ton for TikTok and just in general. Always, like, we can't leave the
house. We used to get recognized for wrestling because they see one of us, then they see the other, and they're like, oh, it's the Boros.
Now, we literally can't leave the house without, like, people saying Davinci
everywhere.
Or, like, honking their horn 3 times when they drive past the house. Like, Davinci
and everything crazy.
Davinci. This is great. You know how many wrestlers wish that they had the mainstream recognition that you guys have? Like you're almost like reversing this. You've got the mainstream recognition. Now you want to just get on a bigger stage with wrestling.
Exactly. It's almost hard for us to like imagine these numbers that some of our TikToks got, because when we were making our TikToks, we were just at home because everything was closed. Mm-hmm. But this summer, when we were kind of like traveling more, wrestling in Calgary, going out to like the beaches and stuff.
But some of them like have like
two... I said beaches, by the way. We don't swear. So
beaches.
Beaches, like the thing.
But some of them having like 2 million likes or like a million likes that's not even used. That's a big number of people. So
it's crazy to see... to think those are actually people watching.
And we always say like Sidney Crosby is pretty famous, but he could maybe blend in a crowd a little bit. So more people might recognize us in a crowd.
Just because he wears a helmet all the time.
Anyway,
yeah. Even on the airport, he wears a helmet. It's so weird.
What's your most viewed video on TikTok?
It has to be those.
It's even
three.
Too hard to count because it's DaVinci for sure. But so much people would repost it and stuff.
Yeah. And there's like, and some of them do insanely good on Instagram and lower on TikTok. It has to be the dumbbell videos, the two towel challenge, and obviously the DaVinci video are the top three for that.
So how many views is number one?
I would say easily.
It's so hard to see. Oh, hundreds of millions for sure.
If you think of people that watched it. Excluding like on top of
ours, it's probably like 20 something million, but I know a couple of big people got millions of views and from YouTube and everything else. So it's a lot.
So what was the feedback after the WWE trial? Was keep doing what you're doing, build your social media following?
That's super nice. That's pretty much it. There's only so many spots, obviously.
I know there's been some talks of us maybe doing like a tryout or something down the road, but it's a little tough still with this COVID kind of setting. Yeah. So we're just, a lot of our wrestling opportunities, we're just waiting for that green light to really push forward with everything.
Was anybody there that we might recognize? Anybody else at that tryout that we might recognize? Bianca Carelli was there. Yeah. That's Santino Morella's daughter.
Yeah, we heard the interview. You interviewed her. That was cool.
This is so great that you guys have listened to all these interviews.
Noah, could we just list off some of our favorites? The Jay Lethal one was so good.
Oh, he's the best. This has a very Jay Lethal feel, by the way.
Really? Thank you. That's
we're just hanging
confident.
Out.
Yeah, we're just drinking coffee, having a good time. The Enzo one was good too. It was a longer one, but it was I like that one too.
Yeah, I just saw him on the weekend. Love that guy.
Cool.
Or no, other people from the Canadian trial. Let me think. It's tough.
Well, there wasn't like a crazy notable name. No one from that tryout has been signed yet.
They signed one guy to NXT UK.
Oh, okay.
He was like, what's his name again? I forget his name. I don't want to say the wrong name, but I think he is. Australian, and he's Indian, and Canadian, and British.
But I don't think they really used him too much on TV. I think they did. Yeah, they didn't really sign. I think they were just kind of like looking around to see how Canadian talent is in the future.
Do you think the Bella Twins have been, like, are they the gold standard of twins in wrestling?
I think they're the gold standard of even just, like, wrestlers in general. Like, they still broke mainstream. They're living the life. They have they're neighbors to each other. How cool is that?
But we know a lot of girls that just watch Total Divas, and that got in. That's what we kind of want to do with our TikTok, like get casual people, get them invested in us, get them invested in wrestling. Because I think the wrestling community could get a lot bigger if more and more people branch off to this and this and this.
And with AEW on TV now, it's especially cool to have more options and more people watching it and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, how about you guys working an AEW dark match?
That's definitely on the goals list as well.
It's written down on the goals list?
It's written down. It's written down.
I love this. But I guess the biggest thing for you guys and for it was a big thing for me and for anybody else, when you live in Canada, you've got to get over that hump of being able to work in the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's definitely a challenge.
We do shows for like Defy Wrestling in Seattle and a bunch. But yeah, it's tricky for us Canadians,
and
everything. But we make it work somehow.
What is the ultimate wrestling goal for you guys?
Good question. That's a good one. So basically, we like making vlogs and YouTube and stuff. Like, we sometimes like just watching like wrestling interviews and connecting with the superstars. So definitely,
what's the goal though? The goal is, I guess, to make enough money to not
definitely do it together. Travel, wrestle,
And make people happy.
Yeah,
make them like laugh, enjoy, forget about all this stuff. Just watch. Two twins being like silly or winning
matches. Is winning fun matches. Too, so.
Yeah, I feel like you guys would be perfect on like The Amazing Race.
Yeah, we love reality TV. We watch The Challenge and Big Brother. So never saw Amazing Race, but that would be cool.
You should submit for one of these shows. It'd be amazing, I think.
Let me write it on the goals list.
Oh, it's getting added to the goals list.
Do you have a Sharpie with you? Maybe you could like throw it wherever you are and we could catch it out the window.
Well, I just have a pen in my hand, but I'll throw it at you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ready? Yeah.
Okay.
I caught it. It turned into a water ball.
Whoa. The earphones keep popping out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the wrestling goal. What's the like goal in the mainstream then?
Yeah, I guess we're kind of like new to this whole like influencer thing. So we're kind of like figuring that as it goes. It basically all ends with the wrestling goal in mind. But like right now we're doing YouTube videos every Thursday on our YouTube channel. You're almost at 300K on your YouTube.
I am, but the growth on my YouTube channel has been very plateaued.
It's tough to grow on YouTube. Same with us. I think we're at like 27K. Because this stuff is so competitive, but that's what TikTok and Instagram is for. But we're just like going through life. I don't know. Ideally, wrestling, content creation, meeting cool people.
Yeah, we like doing vlogs and stuff like that.
What if you started taking all of your TikToks and making them YouTube shorts?
Oh, we have been. We've been doing that a little bit. Yeah, some of them do really good, like millions, and some of them are low. I don't know. We're just figuring it out.
Yeah, we're all figuring out. But if you had, like, you guys have figured something out here, what's the best advice you have for somebody who's trying to gain the following that you have?
I think the main thing is just do it for fun. Like, as we were saying, we don't get paid for TikToks. And you have to get on TikTok now. Because in like 6 months from now, it's getting already harder and harder to break through and post whatever. Like there was times where we'd take forever editing YouTube videos just for like no one to watch. I think just keep posting every day. You never know who sees something. And I don't know. You never know who's watching your videos. Even if it gets low views, someone's going to watch it. Like the internet's crazy. Like, like Dixie D'Amelio follows us. Like who would have thought like, actually, a lot of TikTok.
I follow you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my 10,000 followers. Yeah.
And 300K almost subscribers. So.
Yeah, that's been good. Yeah.
But I think you could attest to this. Oh, I sound so smart. We've been watching your YouTube videos. Like, you've been putting in the work for a long time on things and always growing your stuff. Like, you didn't build your stuff in like a year. Like, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Well, my YouTube channel is now 10 years old, but I will say it really started to gain traction when I started doing the things that other people weren't willing to do, which for me meant driving. I drove 6 hours for that Tony Khan interview, or I paid for my own flight to fly to Austin Aries' house to do an interview with him. Like I've got dozens of examples like that. And I firmly believe that if you're willing to do the other things, do the things that people aren't willing to do, then you're going to get the things that other people aren't willing to get.
No, Canadian wrestlers. Like we paid our way. We did like Harley Race Camp, training with WXW in Germany. All these investments, like we flew to Ring of Honor to do a tryout, which eventually we wrestled for them and stuff. So we have to do that as well. And no one really knows this, but we've been making YouTube content for like 15 years. Just like grinding it out, doing vlogs, doing whatever, and you never know what will take off. Like people say we got lucky with DaVinci, but like it wasn't just an overnight thing. Like we've been grinding it out forever.
Yeah, it was just building. It was just a matter of time that one of them was going to finally take off.
And then we knew what to do after because we did all these videos. Like we know how to edit and we know how to do edit it.
Are you guys doing all of your own editing?
As much, that was funny. That caught me off guard. I don't know. Editing takes a while, but it gives you a good feeling of like completion. So we love doing it ourselves. And every time we render a video, there's one mistake in it. Always.
And then you gotta go recut it, re-render it.
Always. We sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes it's his fault. But there's always something. Usually at the very end. So right. Funny.
But I think there's a great lesson to be learned in that as well. I think there's too many content creators that just want to go, point the camera at me and I'll be entertaining. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to shoot your own stuff, at least early on, edit your own stuff, write your own stuff. So then you know how every little bit of that process works. And maybe when you get big enough and you don't have the time to do it, you hand it off to somebody who's the best at editing. I think early on, it's so important to figure out how to do all of that.
That's the greatest lesson. Whoa, we're giving out lessons.
Well, you guys are giving out all kinds of lessons.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So have you put out today's TikTok yet?
No. And it's tough too, because back to Fortnite, a new season came out. So we're like, should we play Fortnite? Should we make
But TikTok? We have a couple ideas.
We do have ideas.
So you haven't even filmed it yet.
No,
it's, that's what's so amazing here. Okay, I would assume, because I don't know that much about it, I would assume that you have like five of them lined up ready to go.
No, maybe we should do that. Every day, every day it's from that day. Sometimes we're like a day ahead, which is cool. But we're if a TikTok does really well, we might like don't put that much stress that we need a banger. But if we don't do a banger in like 5 days, we're like, we need a banger video. Mm.
How can we collaborate on one?
It's tough because sometimes people meet us and they're like, let's film a TikTok. People think filming a TikTok is just like telling
a joke. Like just turn on the camera and be funny.
But there's a formula to the app and stuff.
It depends like what trends are going on and if you can make that work with someone else. So it all depends where like the app is kind of going.
Because if you do an old trend, it's like everyone's seen it before and it's
you got to get them early somehow.
This is more great advice from the Voros twins. This is amazing. Uh-huh.
But have fun with apps. See what other people are doing, and
should we start charging people?
And it's also like don't be afraid to like we used to be so shy uploading our TikToks to Instagram because we're like TikTok could see it, but Instagram we're pretty shy to let those people see it. But now we're at the point where we don't really care what we post. We're just having fun with it now. But it definitely is hard to get your first few videos.
And like for us, some of our
videos we get a lot of hate.
We get a lot of hate on our TikToks. A lot of positive.
Who are these people messaging us? And
It doesn't bother us at all.
It doesn't bother
us, but I could see how it could bother other people too. Which is
cool. When we were going through some family stuff, some of them were.
I don't know. Should we get into it? Or I don't know. Our dad passed away in March, which is crazy. And we're still not fully done.
That must be so difficult to deal with.
And then some people are saying like rude comments on that. Then I'm like,
that was like the only time hate comments. But it's really as easy as like a block and a post. But yeah, that was a tough time in our life.
Do you get hate comments?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What? But you're so likable.
So are you guys.
That's true.
You know this, but when people are saying mean things about you, it's just because they're upset with who they are as a person. Uh-huh.
But I mean, I get it. We do look silly. And I like the silly ones when people make fun of us and our hair and stuff. Like, those are fine.
Those are fine. Like, if someone says something about my appearance, I'm just like, oh, cool. That's great. But yeah, I don't know. Like, you deal with the haters by going, that's so unfortunate that you are not happy in your own life, that you need to say mean things about other people to make yourself feel good about yourself.
But I could see how it does affect people. Like, it doesn't affect us, but I could see like the internet being mean to somebody affecting someone. It's pretty serious. I think people,
like, even in the wrestling community, we've seen there's a lot of sometimes negativity of
like this wrestler's character is portrayed like that, but they're treating him like it's the actual person. I don't know. It's tough.
So with 1.3 million followers right now on TikTok, how long till 2 million do you think?
Oh, good question. We've been still going like this. Yeah. Luckily, we didn't plateau. Like we hit 1.2 in July. Late July, I think.
That's 100,000 in 2 months.
I think it just depends how much work
I think
we put
we'll
into
be pretty
it.
Close to it.
Because it's not just going up with us doing nothing. It's like us working hard at it.
But you if gotta you guys do one with Jason Derulo.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That guy is the ultimate collaborator.
We just have to get to California.
Well, come on down. You can stay on my couch.
Oh, you're in California? So
yeah,
cool.
I live in LA. There's room for two of you guys on there.
Yeah, just a little bit with the COVID test there's to get into the country. It's still a little confusing.
I'm actually flying back to Toronto. As we sit here right now, I'm flying back on Thursday.
But you need a COVID test.
I did a COVID test this morning. There needs to be a negative COVID test within 72 hours of entering the country. It's a lot.
And it was expensive, right?
Well, COVID tests here are free.
What?
I thought it was 200 American. Oh, no, I'm not sure.
I don't know where they, I mean, in LA, they're free.
Oh, yeah.
Because they want to try to contain this. But in Canada, you still have to pay, right?
I believe so.
In fact, when I flew, I was home a few weeks ago, months ago in Calgary. My sister lives in Calgary. And in order to fly back to the US, I had to get a COVID test. And it was like $160. But it's possible. But all this is to say, it's possible you guys should be down here.
Content
with all the people who create content down here.
No, that's true. There's a bunch of people, you, a bunch of people on TikTok in LA. So I guess
you should go to VidCon.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's in like 3 weeks.
Oh, is this? Start packing.
You can. You're welcome to stay on my very comfortable couch.
Likewise, if you need a place in Vancouver,
I'll be right up there. I love it. But you guys know that I end the interview with the same question every single time. So I don't know
who painted the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Once again, Mona Lisa.
I don't know if you guys are going to answer this together or if you're going to answer it separately, but
what do you think we're going to do
in your life, Boros twins, that you guys are grateful for?
Okay, I am grateful for water. No. Should I be serious? Okay, we'll be serious.
You can do it either way.
Grateful that we are healthy. Yes. I think health is super important. Super lucky that we aren't sick and stuff. Grateful for health. I guess grateful for our optimism because we're pretty positive. And I know some people get stressed out or anxiety. We're lucky that we don't really have a good support system, surround ourselves with positive people, which is cool. And we are grateful with how, come on, this is it. The moment of truth. We actually are grateful for Da Vinci. Because we were as we were saying, there was no wrestling. So people, it's a joke answer, but it's also the real answer.
Yeah, it made our last year of the pandemic super fun, super cool, something we could focus on besides wrestling.
And as for us moving forward, wrestling companies like NEW in British Columbia, huge potential. They just did their first show. So everyone keep their eyes on NEW.
We still have our wrestling vlogs every Thursday. We're trying to build up our YouTube.com.
And you never know where the Boros twins will pop up next, which is cool.
This has been great, guys. I think you are the guy the Usos on, so you're the second set of twins I've ever had on here.
Well, number two, silver medal.
Nice. Silver medal, good enough.
The silver one looks cooler anyway.
You think?
No, I'm lying, but
yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying optimism.
I love it. Oh, you guys are full of positivity. You're full of optimism. And most importantly, you're full of creativity, which is why you're in the position that you're in right now. This doesn't happen by accident. And anybody who's looking at 1.3 million followers on TikTok and going, oh yeah, they had one video that popped off. They got lucky. No, that's not the case at all.
This is
day after day after day of hard work, week after week, month after month, year after year.
No, we appreciate those words. We're just being ourselves, and we know if we could impact people positively, have them have a good day and stuff, then we're all for it.
You guys are a must follow on all social media. It's just at Boros twins.
We kept it easy. No underscores, no anything, just Boros twins. No, just Boros twins. Keep it simple. B-O-R-O-S twins.
Anything else, guys? I've just love this.
No, that's pretty much it. But I just want to say you're super cool.
Thank you for this interview.
This is the part where we hype you up. So,
And that's pretty.
Is that it? Anything else?
I think that's it.
You have really shiny teeth, which is cool.
Do you know when did the Cold War end?
No.
Summertime.
Oh, God. This is so good.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Super fun.
Can we get a yo? Sorry, we're asking for a lot.
Yo!
Yo!
You could be our third twin. You nailed it.
I look just like you guys. Perfect.
Pretty much.
Mirror image.
Well, there we go. The future is so bright for them, both in wrestling and beyond. Give them a follow on social media at Boros Twins. Check out their vlogs and their matches on their YouTube channel, which is also Boros Twins. And if you're not subscribed already, make sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now and also on my YouTube channel. Big congrats again to the Boros Twins on hitting 1.3 million followers on TikTok. That's a lot. 1.3 million. Incredible. As Nelson Mandela said, and we will leave you with this to end the episode, remember to celebrate milestones as you prepare for the road ahead. It's so important to celebrate those little milestones on the way to that big goal that you've set for yourself. Be great. Be grateful. We'll see you on the next one for some more insight.